Inside Mac.
For Friday, June 23rd, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Apple takes fourth place in top 100 list. France approves softer DRM bill. Free games for all you game lovers. And find out how former Fleetwood Mac singer supports the troops. A few days ago, we learned that Steve Jobs was number 5 in Business Week's People Who Matter Most, and now Apple has taken 4th place in Business Week's IT Top 100 list. Apple is the only U.S. business in the top 10, and it was ranked on 4 criteria, including return on quality, revenue growth, shareholder return, and total revenue. A few others that appeared on the list are Google, which placed 13th ahead of Quanta Computer, which came in 31st, and Microsoft was placed in number 37. France has approved the softer iTunes DRM bill as the old law threatened Apple's iPod and iTunes and was hailed state-sponsored piracy by Apple. The latest version of the law includes a loophole. The draft law allows compatibility restrictions on music and video downloads to be decided by the copyright holders, potentially allowing Apple and others to tiptoe around the information requirement by striking deals with the record labels and artists. This means that Apple and Sony Corporation can avoid having to share their Fair Play and Attract 3 file formats, providing they obtained permission from the artist whose music they sell. Apple had the backing of the U.S. government, as it said companies need to protect their intellectual property. FirmTech is now shipping their anticipated SiriTech 2SE2-E PCI Express adapter with two external eSATA ports. This will provide a high-performance adapter that delivers the benefits of a modern bus architecture with SATA 2 transfer rates as high as 3 gigabytes per second for two external drives. This is the first two-port solution to arrive for the advanced technology of the dual-core and quad-core G5s that provides plug-and-play functionality, which works without having to install separate drivers. FirmTech has also established hot-swap capability that will make it easy for users to move entire drives and arrays between any FirmTech-equipped desktop system or into secure storage in seconds. As a PCI Express card, the SiriTech 2SE2-E is solely intended for use with the new dual and quad-core G5 systems and PCs that utilize the PCI Express bus. FirmTech has pioneered products supporting ATA standards on the Macintosh for many years, and it offers a variety of enclosures and interface solutions for demanding users. Since the introduction of the serial ATA, the ability to hot-swap drives between enclosures has been a key feature across FirmTech's products. All FirmTech enclosures are designed to allow quick and easy removal and installation of drives without shutting down or restarting the computer. Hot-swappable external enclosures also provide unlimited storage capacity. Users are not limited to the two internal drive bays that are provided with basic G5 systems. Enclosures are currently available in 2-drive or 4-drive configurations to meet the budgets and needs of most professionals. UGS Corporation, a leading global provider of product lifecycle management software and services, has announced plans to add native support for Mac OS X version 10.4 Tiger to the list of supported environments for NX, their digital product development and Teamcenter digital lifecycle management software solutions. UGS made the announcement at its annual Industry Analyst Conference in New York. With this being the first major PLM supplier to offer its products for Mac OS X, it promises to give worldwide Mac users access to the high-quality PLM solutions and will take advantage of the performance, security, and stability of Apple's innovative hardware and software. UGS plans add to support for Intel-based Macs as part of the future product release. UGS also plans to make Teamcenter engineering integration for NX available on Mac OS X in 2007. MacGameStore.com has launched a new page where gamers can play free web-based games. Games such as Mystery Case Files, Huntsville, Fish Tycoon, and the classic Space Invaders, Asteroids, and the ever-popular Pac-Man are a few of the 15 games that are available. You'll need a Java-capable browser to play the free games, such as Safari or Firefox. More games will be added on a daily basis, so Mac Game Store is encouraging game lovers to check back often. Singer Stevie Nicks is doing her part to support U.S. troops by donating hundreds of iPods to the soldiers who are wounded in Iraq. She regularly visits the soldiers at the National Naval Medical Center in Maryland, and she has provided iPods loaded with her music along with other artists like Aerosmith and Elvis Presley. This is just one of the many ways she is involved. She has sent baby clothes to war widows and joined bedside vigils with the United Service Organization. The former Fleetwood Mac singer's goal is to provide every returning soldier with a music player. Coming up, find out how Apple did during the Land Rover G4 Challenge when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Adobe has released InDesign CS2 and InCopy CS2. The software is used as a professional writing and editing program that delivers a complete solution for editorial workflows. It offers accurate copy fitting and customizable professional editorial tools, as well as support for parallel workflows between designers and editors. The InDesign CS2 4.0.3 and InCopy CS2 4.0.3 offers key fixes in the areas of file corruption, shortcuts, text and fonts, as well as others. BIAS has announced that it has begun shipping Peak Pro 5.2, which is the universal version of its audio editing software for Mac OS X 10.4 on both PowerPC and Intel-based Macs. Version 5.2 utilizes a non-hardware-based method of copy protection and offers greater flexibility for customers who are interested in retaining the use of their USB ports for other peripherals. For those of you who prefer the USB key, version 5.2 does retain this compatibility. A leading Mac audio developer for the past 10 years, BIAS has consistently embraced cutting-edge Apple technology from its early adoption of Mac OS X to the Intel-based Macs. BIAS DSP processes are currently among the fastest and highest quality in the industry. You may download the Peak Pro 5.2 version from the BIAS website free of charge, but the new retail editions of Peak Pro 5.2 will cost $599. They're available through a worldwide network of authorized BIAS resellers and directly from BIAS as well. A recent Apple story revealed that Apple Technologies helped capture one of the world's toughest endurance races, the Land Rover G4 Challenge. But for Apple, the event will always be known as the G5 Challenge because UK-based production and post-production firm BHP Sport took two Mac-based editing suites across half the planet to capture the one-month race. The race itself is considered to be one of the toughest in the world as it gives men and women from 18 nations the chance to test their bodies and minds in a demanding 4x4 driving and multi-sport endurance race. Competitors had to drive, cycle, climb, and kayak their way through some of the world's most harsh environments. They went to Laos, where temperatures rose to 46 degrees Celsius or 114 degrees Fahrenheit, with humidity at 85-90%, to Bolivia, where the temperature was negative 20 degrees Celsius or 4 degrees Fahrenheit. BHP Sport filmed the event for Channel 4, and they used two 2.5 GHz G5 Power Macs running Final Cut Pro along to edit their footage, along with two MacBook Pro systems for editing on the move. The equipment needed to withstand tropical and sub-zero temperatures. According to Sport editor Digby Wright, Apple did a great job. Nothing failed. He said even though it was bounced around and the conditions were terrible, everything went smoothly. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll see you on Monday on the Inside Mac Minute.